This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The origin of Friday the 13th has its roots in the ongoing Holy War, specifically Friday the 13th in October. Which is noteworthy, seeing as how a worldwide Islamic jihad has been called for today on Friday the 13th in October. The Knights Templar gained wealth and power by fighting as mercenaries for the Catholic Church during the Crusades. Their headquarters was in the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, on Mount Moriah, where Abraham built an altar to sacrifice his son. King Solomon's Temple is a central component of all three Abrahamic religions, and especially in Western occultism. The Templars were officially known as the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon, or Templar Knights. Masonic lodges are based on the Temple of Solomon. Kabbalah teaches that the Temple of Solomon represents the metaphysical world and the descending light of the Creator through the Tree of Life. The Templar Knights wore white mantles with a red cross, a symbology that can be found throughout the history of the Catholic Church and its offshoots. The rebuilding of King Solomon's Temple is a crucial goal of many religious groups and secret societies. The Templars were not only expert warriors, they were also pioneers in an early form of banking, and arguably one of the world's first multinational corporations. They acquired land throughout Europe and the Middle East, including the island of Cyprus. They owned and operated several farms and vineyards. They built massive stone cathedrals, and they had their own fleet of ships for war and for the import-export business. When Jerusalem was recaptured by Muslim forces in 1187, the Templars were forced to leave the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount. But they still managed many businesses and wielded much power. King Philip IV was deeply in debt to the Templars and began pressuring the church to take action against them. At dawn on Friday the 13th of October 1307, mass arrests were carried out against the Templars. Claims were made that the Templar recruits were forced to spit on the cross and deny Christ. They were accused of worshiping Baphomet and a mummified head believed to be that of John the Baptist. Dozens of Templars were burned at the stake, and the order was officially dissolved. The Temple Mount remained under control of Muslim forces until the British captured it in the Battle of 1917. 30 years later, the United Nations gave the land surrounding the Temple Mount to the Zionists, and the State of Israel has been encroaching upon it ever since. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet!
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal!
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment! You've declared war on free speech!
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
They take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each
today,
other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
humanity was fighting for its life. Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Fighting the good fight in the InfoWar. It's Alex Jones.
It's a motor running.
The globalists got their motor running. But not ours. They're shutting our power off, our food off, our fertilizer off, all over the world. Fox News, new data reveals a crash not seen since the Great Depression could hit in 2024. I agree. But Larry Fink running all of this has 88% control of all the major corporate money in the world. Oh, he says the Green New Deal is going to save you, even though that's the program shutting everything off while their profits double and triple. The average person goes bankrupt. Here he is at a conference last week.
So in my travel scene, governmental leaders, I talk about the need for more public-private investing. Whether it is in infrastructure, sustainability, whatever you want to say, power grids, what I see...
Pause and back it up 3 seconds. And again, let me be very clear. He controls 88% of the investment money in the world. That's on record. He says he'll use it to control your behavior. He's like, gee, the big corporations want to give you money so the economy turns back on. But he doesn't tell people here, but you've got to do with it exactly what we say. It's got to be digital, and you've got to buy what we tell you you can buy. That's beyond fascism. That's a totally technocratic technocracy system. Tracks everything you do, controls your money, tells you where you can use it, can cut it off anytime they want, and you got to spend it with them. I mean, woo! Where did I hear of that before? A couple thousand years ago. John the Revelator, Isle of Patmos. What'd that angel tell him? Oh, that's just science fiction. Well, whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy or they think they're bringing the prophecy forward, which they do, it's happening. Sorry, continue with Finky.
Public-private investing, whether it is in infrastructure, sustainability, whatever you want to say, power grids. What I see is most democracies are having elevated fiscal deficits. I worry about it. I think it's going to be a crisis in the future. I believe we are hitting thresholds of just too much debt. The only solution we have now is...
I'm sorry, pause it. Back it up 5 seconds. This is all lies. The consortium that controls BlackRock also controls State Street and Vanguard on record. Look it up. They brag about it. They're the ones lobbying to have bigger and bigger debt in all the Western governments. They're the ones buying up all the single-family dwellings and jacking up the prices. They're the ones cutting off the resources with their ESG demands of the companies. They're the ones literally funding the Anheuser-Busch crap with Dylan Mulvaney and the Disney stuff, all of it. And then they go, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Crickets, it's so terrible. We just want to help you. We got money for you. Just put these handcuffs on. Continue.
How we finance growth. Mm. And I think the way we're going to be able to finance growth is public-private. There's so much private money that is looking for great long-term investments to work, whether that is in power grids or infrastructure, in sustainability, charging stations, you name it. You know, and so in all our conversations is how can we reimagine finance? How can we find a better structure? And how can we then leverage public finance with private capital to augment growth?
Right.
And this is going to be the big key for the next 10 years. Oh, my gosh. I mean, getting back to this whole idea of working with governments, public-private, it may not have that type of $1 trillion of explosive growth. But I do believe we can help make a difference in building better societies. We can prepare societies better, working with governments in terms of preparedness for elevated temperatures in the world. You know, we believe we are going to have to move more rapidly towards decarbonization. We believe that hydrocarbons, by the way, are going to be with us for a long, long time. And that's why we're working with energy companies, not against energy companies. That is why we said do not ever divest of hydrocarbons, which the far left doesn't agree with me. But in many cases, the far right disagrees with me. And so I guess we're doing something right when I'm getting attacked from both sides.
And that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Larry Fink funds the shutdown, the oil projects, all of them. And he at Davos brags about we've got to cut the resources off with King Charles. But then in front of this business group, he's just here to save you. He just wants to help you. They just run global policy. He runs communist China's finances. He helped transfer our wealth over there, our jobs over there. But listen, just be reasonable. He's in the middle. He's not doing anything. He's got the left and right mad at him right now. Incredible. All right. Let's talk about what's really going on here. By the way, they did find the clip I mentioned. So we'll play that coming up here. Bill Gates joined CNN and the Nature Conservancy and everybody else coming out and saying, follow the science, trees are bad. Climate activists seek to save the planet by cutting down trees. Think I'm joking. I'm not. And he said, you know, are you scientists or are you dummies? We don't need to plant trees. That's another quote. Trees are not the answer. Because trees put off carbon dioxide and oxygen. And those are both nasty, nasty, nasty things. But don't worry. Larry Fink's going to cut all that off. And cut your food off. Because he's a good man. He's a friendly, nice man. You know, in the Sam Bankman-Fried trial that came out that he was laundering on a weekly basis $100 million through communist China to the communist Chinese government, which came right back to the Democratic Party. Couldn't believe it was even in the New York Times last night. I read it last night. I already knew that was going on. And they admitted that he told his crew, dress like bums, have mustard on your shirt, have bozo hair. People think that's non-threatening. Now, how many times have I told you Sergey Brin and Larry Page and all of these people dress like goofy bums as camouflage? I mean, if you look at photos of former CIA Director Tenet, look up photos of CIA Director Tenet in trench coat, type that in. And he's always going around a black trench coat and a big black hat, and he'd walk in the room going, yeah. Kind of like Hitler did, trying to project evil and power, and I'm evil, you better watch out. But the smart ones go, look, I've got different colored socks. One's pink, one's green. Hey, don't worry about me. Got a little mustard stain. Woo! Oh, I'm Larry Fink. I talk like this. I'm not going to hurt you. We're opening more of those payday loan places with loan sharking rates, but it's okay. I'm a nice little old man. I'm Larry Fink. I'm Warren Buffett. Bend over. You will eat the bugs. So let me hit some of the good news. Oh, we got to go to break again, but I'm going to come back and hit this. The good news is, and they said this 3 weeks ago, their environmental power grabs failing, their COVID hysteria is failing. So now they said, we're going to just cut your water off and launch big, fat, juicy wars. And boy, did they. And we'll be hitting all that coming up after I play the Bill Gates clip next segment. Yeah, there's a Tenet. Type in CIA Director Tenet in trench coat. There's all these shots of him literally like he thinks he's Darth Vader. But see, when you look at a guy like that, you go, ooh, that's a bad guy. But when they're like Sam Bankman-Fried, he's just a little sweetie pie. Little butterfly flying around, land on a flower. It's like a child molester. You dress up like a clown to get your kid in the back of the van. So we're going to be coming back and talking about it all straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Those are the coordinates of victory. Human intelligence is incredible. When you get excited to share those links, nothing can stop you. So keep doing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. light.
Monday, October 16th, 2023, transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Ezra Levant, who's an incredibly smart journalist, and he's also Jewish and spent a lot of time in Israel. Really respect him. I want to get his take. He'll be joining us for 45 minutes, coming up 15 minutes into the next hour. All right, so I want to spend a lot of time in that hour with him on the war, and I'm going to get into that actually starting next segment before he joins us. So very important full spectrum analysis. I'll recap the incredible facts we know that I've already covered and then hit all the new stuff that's happened that is just unbelievable. U.S. troops set to deploy the Middle East, two aircraft carriers, Iran threatening war, Israeli offensive about to go forward. People said, oh, they're scared to go in. The flooding's not that bad. I checked it. 3-4 feet of water, very rare there, flooding streets. I mean, just absolutely insane. No, that's the storm. So Israel cut the water off, and then the skies opened up with water. Make of that what you will. But I agree with Steve Bannon, and I agree with Ron Paul, and I agree with my own research. This is a trap that Israel's going into, and I'll explain why coming up. So is the United States. So that's all coming up. So he played the clip 4 or 5 times a few weeks ago. I'm not going to play it again, but the World Economic Forum, there's a bunch of clips of them at their different forums where they push the globalist agenda. It's like the mouthpiece, the PR firm of the globalist, saying, okay, if the COVID fear didn't get them to accept world government and world IDs and the UN treaty, so maybe a new virus will help. But the global warming fear, global climate change didn't work. But cutting the water off is really going to work, and so is regional conflict around the world. And migrant crisis, which is mainly caused by cutting off the food the last 3.5 years. But why do the globalists want this? There's a lot of reasons. They want the power of life and death over people. They want to corrupt the medical system, have them commit incredible crimes, so then they can blackmail them. I mean, there's a lot of calculus goes into this. But one of the biggest issues is they don't want to take care of old people and sick people. And Canada is the testing ground for the, quote, basic dictatorship that Trudeau has said repeatedly he wants. He said, I admire dictatorship. I admire Xi Jinping. I admire China. You want to see the clip again? I probably played it 400 times. I'm not going to play it again. But just look up, if you haven't seen it, Trudeau talks about basic dictatorship. Now he wants one. So they're passing laws to ban free speech. I mean, they're passing laws for cashless society to seize your bank accounts. And they're also passing laws to kill children without parental consent if they can convince your 10-year-old, don't you want to commit suicide? Mommy and daddy don't want you to, but you told the state you want to die, so they become your ward and they kill you. Or they're telling people that have back pain or been in car wrecks, hey, we're not going to give you money to be disabled, just kill yourself. So they're moving into the forced euthanasia situation. So here's the headline. This is out of Euronews. World Health Organization warns Europe it will face challenges as number of pensioners to jump 25% in coming decades. Canada's National Post and their CBC have all put out the exact same talking points. That the 25-30% increase, what are we going to do? We don't have the money. The resources have gone away. And so that's really what these shots are about. They have the, quote, side effect of causing massive heart problems, myocarditis, you name it, in young people, because the oxygenation makes the spike protein grow even faster. That's why they're telling people that do have COVID or have taken the shot now that they got sick from it. Even mainline doctors are telling people, do not exercise while you're sick because it'll oxygenate it and grow the protein crystals. I was talking to a neighbor yesterday who took the shot, got sick. Very nice older lady. She's in pretty good shape until she took the shot. And her daughter is a MD. And her daughter told her, her name's Lynn, her daughter told her, well, take these different things to get rid of the spike protein. It's all the stuff we, you know, promote, obviously, in nitric boost, the rest of it. But also don't exercise for a few weeks because that can pump it and get it growing. That's why it's killing all these football players and other athletes. So Here's the headline. Only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID booster. The result is the fruit of U.S. public torching its credibility with its support for school closures, toddler masking, vax mandates, not asking pharma for RCT and other anti-science nonsense. So only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID booster. The result is the fruit of U.S. public health systems destroying its credibility. And here's an article on it from the Epoch Times. Only 2% of Americans have received their new COVID vaccine. You know, it's been out for a month and a half now. Now, look at this big story out of Zero Hedge. And nothing against Zero Hedge. They're amazing. But the headline should have been, British government study warns of deadly dangers of COVID vax. Because it says it in the headline and in the study right here that is done by the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. So that's the British government doing a study, finding what all the other studies found. So the headline should be, British government finds serious, including deadly effects of the shot. Now, there's a whole bunch of these studies, miscarriages, 84% increase in the first two trimesters, 22% increase in the third trimester. And that's the New England Medical Journal. I mean, it's just whopper, whopper, whopper. Just all of this is stunning. Takes your breath away. But it's just part of the course. And we just normalize it. Okay, yeah, multi-thousand percent increase in heart attacks when you take it, and strokes, big deal, blood clots, so fun. Massive sterilization, so fun. Blood clots that the coroners are finding, no big deal. COVID-19 vaccine may trigger rheumatic inflammatory disease. And then you read this, big percentages of people they studied when they took the shot, so they've done the studies after they rolled it out, the British government found massive increase and 190 case studies published worldwide. So they looked at other studies as well, finding that it causes this horrible degenerative, including fatal disorder. But they did find a cocktail of things, if administered quickly, deals with it. Corticotropic steroids, a lot of other things that they're now admitting in the studies, like different plants and herbs, of course, the stuff we've been promoting here because we have scientists on, that will neutralize this crap. But they don't want you to know that. And it's like a cockroach infestation with these spike proteins. You bomb yourself with the ivermectin and all this other stuff, it'll knock it out for a while, but a little bit stays and grows back. You got to do a lot of people. I mean, Rob Dew looked 10 years, 15 years older, almost killed him a few years ago. And he literally just did all these cycles of glutathione and breathing it and taking all these vitamins and taking all these, you know, stuff as a nitric boost. And his beard went almost completely gray. It came back brown, and he looks like he did before he got COVID. Miraculous. But that's a guy that does research and is just gobbling supplements, just gobbling, you know, everything they said. He doesn't even know what worked because he took basically everything. But the point is that they all know this and don't want you to know it. Go look into this. I've got a lot more. I got even sicker news. I got to get to the Bill Gates stuff and the war news. But I'm going to finish up with this, because wait till you heard about bounties of $53,000 to put somebody on a ventilator and kill them around the world. The UN set the standards. It's worse than that. A new bounty has been discovered.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go right back to the huge COVID news and then shift gears into cutting off the carbon, including cutting down trees, and then I'm going to move into the war news. It's so important and so central, but I don't want all the other issues to be overshadowed by it. So we haven't covered it in the first hour and a half. We're going to start drilling into that for the rest of the transmission here in a little while. But please remember, we have game-changing products that are incredible and work and do amazing things and are high quality at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from our three different types of organic essential oil-infused toothpaste, from the turmeric, the activated charcoal, the tooth whitening, coral calcium that rebuilds your teeth, they're all available. They're amazing at InfoWarsStore.com, the Dr. Jones Naturals that are so great. Be sure to check out all the Dr. Jones Naturals products there at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have the trifecta sale running that we increased, where you get 60% off on Brain Force Plus, our incredible nootropic. That's unprecedented. 50% off DNA Force Plus, incredible. 40% off Real Red Pill Plus. And two of these are close to selling out, so why are we still doing the sale? Because you respond so much, you come into the store, get an incredible deal, and you tend to buy other stuff. And that we've done the numbers that allows us to operate. We really need to get extra funds in so we can go cover stuff on the street and continue on. We're above treading water, but close to treading water, barely in the black. But the real reason to get these products is these are amazing. And, of course, they keep us on air. So that sale was supposed to end last week, and I just said, no, I want to continue it. So it's got to end. I don't know what new sale to come up with, but I'm going to work on that the next few days. And we'll have some other stuff on sale as well, but I don't really know what it is we have to be on sale because, you know, that's the catch-22 we're in. We sell the product we have. We barely have money to buy more product. It takes time to get it. It's really hard to make these products because we go with the very best ingredients. It's hard to source those. We haven't had X2 in a year. And that's because it is the only pure iodine on the market. It's atomic iodine. And you have to have a DEA license to have it. And the lab we've been using for a decade said, well, there's political correctness and attacks. We're not going to make this for you anymore. And so we got another big lab to do it. That took a long time to get. And then they keep trying to get it down. It's all lab-tested FDA, you know, systems down to this particle size it's supposed to be, or you can't sell it because it's DEA controlled because you can. It's such a powerful compound, I'm kind of going off on a rabbit trail here, such a powerful element that you can make methamphetamine and stuff with it. So you have a DEA license. That's why it's so powerful. Other people saying they have atomic iodine do not have it. Nobody does this. Nobody. We're the only ones. They've been trying to do it for 8 months. They finally have the patented process down, and they're getting it done right now. They finally cracked it. They're having to do it in little bitty batches, and so we should have it in a few weeks, hopefully. But, I mean, it isn't a game. I can sit there and sell crap all day. DNA Force Plus is incredible. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the other ingredients are on record making your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA strands. They don't grow them, they make them last longer, which is basically the same thing. So it's all there. Let's say a candle is your life. And when that candle burns out, you die. Well, imagine if you can make a candle burn a lot longer. That's what the ingredients in DNA Force do. Young or old, you should all be on it. When I forget to take it, I'm so stupid. It is amazing. The energy it gives you in your cells is over the top. It cleans out your blood. DNA Force Plus, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the great InfoWars Platinum line is back in stock. My new book starts shipping in 4 days. That is The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. If you like the last book, this one, quite frankly, is even more powerful and 200 pages longer than the last. Okay. So, the British government, the United Kingdom Health Service, has come out and said, looking at hundreds of studies in their own study of people that take the shot, that it causes this horrible rheumatic inflammatory disease that can kill you. And it's killed a bunch of people. So that's pretty big. Now look at this. We've got the article and study. Did you know Blue Cross Blue Shield, the biggest insurance company in the world, pays pediatricians $40,000 bonuses for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2. So they give them the dozens of shots and pressure the parents and do all that. You wonder why they do it. It's because they're given a bounty for every 100 patients of $40,000. Think about how much money that is per child. But pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated, and that includes the flu vaccine. That's why the pediatricians, quote, fire their patients if they don't let them inject their children. They're being paid a murder bonus, a sterilization bonus, a autism bonus. Here's the big article on it. How much money do pediatricians really make from vaccines? Very important report. Now, is that amazing or is that insane? Is that over the top? Remember, they get $53,000. They are the equivalent in Europe, in Australia, in Canada, in the U.S., same everywhere, same lies, same propaganda, when they put a tube into your lungs and put you on a respirator, a ventilator. Even though with the inflammatory response, you need steroids and other things, they know it's a death sentence. It causes more of an inflammatory response, but they wanted you dead. That's now proven fact. I told you 3.5 years ago, it's all been proven. murderers with a worldwide murder program of depopulation. Now, since I've mentioned it, there's all the CNN articles and Atlantic Monthly articles. There's another one out of Zero Hedge. Climate activists seek to save the planet by cutting down trees. And it goes through the whole thing. Now, they've been saying this for a decade, but now Bill Gates has built a facility to cut down trees. Cut down trees and bury them. And he's going to get taxpayer money to do it. What a nice man. So here he is recently saying, oh, trust the science. Don't be a dumb environmentalist. We don't need to plant more trees. Trees are the problem. Now, that's gaslighting. Two men can have a baby. Or two women in the prison can have a baby. No, it's a man and a woman. And now, trees are bad. Trees are bad. Here he is.
I don't use some of the less proven approaches.
Such as?
I don't plant trees.
There's a lot of people who are very enamored with trees. We've got trees on this stage. Some people would even say that if you just planted enough trees, it could take care of the climate issue altogether.
And that's complete nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
He loves to giggle when he lies. He's got that fraudster giggle going there, that duper's delight, as they call it. Trees put out carbon dioxide and oxygen, mainly oxygen. They clean the atmosphere. They're amazing. You instinctively love them. You know they're good. But mothers and fathers and nuclear families are bad, and so are trees. And they're cutting them down, and he's got a big facility doing it right here in the United States. Of course, when you lose the trees, you start deforesting. Then the water runs off, the soil runs off, and you get erosion, and then you get badlands and deserts. But, again, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I know trees are bad. You got me, Bill Gates. But that's the reality. You tell the average person they're doing this, and they don't believe you because it's so outrageous. But remember, they're targeting children right now in school. I have articles here. They teach kids, you think trees are good? No, they're bad, and so is grass. But he cuts down and clear cuts everything and puts these huge solar farms everywhere where there's no life. But that's good. That's good. And, of course, it's extremely toxic, the mining process to get the stuff for solar panels. But it's okay because he owns and controls much of the market in China where we get our solar panels from. We'll be right back with the over-the-top war news. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Watched the full 20-minute interview, and or whatever it was, something like that, and just a bumbling idiot. Even 60 Minutes put out a release, press release, saying, well, he was very tired, the puppet-in-chief, the third unelected administration of Obama. That's what all the evidence shows. And he had this whopper here, and we have a clip of Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve as well, Janet Yellen, backing him up on this, saying we can fund unlimited wars. We have unlimited money. That's what America does. We go attack the Russians and we go get involved in the Middle East and we do all this. But I've got clips of 60 Minutes speaking of that I hadn't seen in years. Somebody found it. I saw it on Twitter this morning. Of Madeleine Albright and like 4 minutes of the piece that I'll play next hour before Ezra Levant joins us, where she says 500,000 kids is good. I'm glad we killed them. We'll do it again. We do it again. And it's the larger piece of the report showing the little kids dying because they couldn't get penicillin. That was blocked because they tripled the sanctions that George Herbert Walker Bush had put on them. I mean, we're talking cold-blooded killing here. So we're going to be getting to all of that coming up here in just a few minutes. But you can say what Hamas did was terrible. I think it is terrible. But Saddam didn't attack Israel. In fact, he fought Iran and was actually pro-Israel early on. And then he got set up. And then they starved millions of people to death before they removed him. And now Iraq is worse than ever was. And they lied about WMDs. But here is Biden. Just, oh, we're the United States of America. We're invincible. Is that why we lost 58,000 Americans and over 300,000 wounded? Is that why we killed 2 million Vietnamese? Is that why the Vietnamese beat us? I think if the Vietnamese came here, I don't know, nowadays we might run a white flag up, but if the Vietnamese came here and tried to take us over, we would beat them. Of course we would. It's their country. So this government couldn't defeat the Vietnamese, but now we're going to defeat the Russians with nuclear weapons, the Chi-Coms, and all the Arab countries, and at the same time we're bringing record numbers of the Muslims in who are sleeper cells everywhere, hundreds of thousands, and millions in Europe, hundreds of thousands of military-age men here, 8 million military-age men in Europe right now, in the last 15 years from Middle East and Africa, Muslims. So there's a larger thing at play here. We're being set up. The West is being set up. And China is heavily involved. So is Iran. And we're walking right into the trap, and so is Israel. But here's O'Biden last night.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense. We have the capacity to do this, and we have an obligation to. We are the essential nation, as to Paris Pittfrey, the former Secretary of State. And if we don't, who does?
So, in 1950, the Korea War started, and we had badasses back then, the Marines, the Army, all of them, including my uncles and everybody were over there. And then when the Chinese sent 3 million across the border there, and MacArthur wanted to use nukes to stop them, Harry Truman wouldn't let them. Back then, China didn't have nukes. We could have beat them. But we did. Now China has tens of thousands of nukes and missiles and submarines ahead. So does China. So does Russia. And now he says we can beat all of them at the same time. So absolute crap. Totally insane. And if the bigger war kicks off in the Middle East, you can bet your bottom dollar, your bottom euro, your bottom ruble, your bottom shekel, your bottom yen, yuan, you can bet your bottom peso, you can bet your bottom lira, that China's going to move into Taiwan. They're already all over the South China Sea. This is the eve of full worldwide war. And then the globalists will get their surveillance state, get their police state, get their censorship, get their forced shots, got their FEMA camps built, expanded COVID centers everywhere, and that's how they think they're going to get their agenda through. And that's the big takeaway. I should have just stated I have a problem. I like to go over all the facts and evidence and research and different topics, and then I'll kind of sum up what's going to happen. But I want the crew, when this is uploaded to band.video later, to take just this little part, put it right on the front of the four-hour show. Just a few minutes of me explaining that we're being maneuvered into world war so the EU that's falling apart and the globalist U.S. is falling apart can crack down and come after their citizens. And I've got the FBI director even in a speech this Saturday in San Diego to the Law Enforcement Association saying the two big threats now are Islamic terror and right-wingers. Right-wing terrorism and activities almost non-existent unless it's ginned up by the feds like the Whitmer kidnapping plot in Michigan or January 6th. We all know that. But they don't care. So he gives a speech, and suddenly Islamic terror was on the radar. Now it is. Now there's sleeper cells. Now there's Hezbollah. Now there's Hamas, which is true. But he had to add, I've got the video. You want to see it? Them running around. Ray running around saying, oh, yeah, and the right-wingers. That's the other big threat, domestic right-wingers. But I mentioned it, so let's play it. Here's Yellen, head of the Federal Reserve, saying that, well, just hear it for yourself. We have unlimited money. Remember, the last head of the Fed said to Congress, there's no amount of money we can't print. That's called being delusional. Here it is.
What this all means, Paul Tudor Jones, the famed investor, was on CNBC this week, and he said, this is the most threatening and challenging geopolitical environment that I've ever seen. At the same time, the U.S. is in its weakest fiscal position since World War II, with debt to GDP at 122%. Can America, can the West afford another war at this time?
I think the answer is absolutely. America can certainly afford to stand with Israel and to support Israel's military needs. And we also can and must support Ukraine in its struggle against Russia. And look, the American economy is doing extremely well.
Yeah, Paul Krugman of the New York Times last week said there is no inflation. We've won the war against inflation. And I mean, that's more ridiculous than saying flying monkeys come out of Janet Yellen's butt. This is a woman that can't even shave hair off her face. But she's our general now. We absolutely can have more wars. Reminds me of Marilyn Albright. Of course we killed 500,000 kids. I'd do it again. It was happy-making. Exhilarating. Oh, that's Soros talking about working with the Nazis. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, U.S. picks troops to prepare for potential deployment to the Middle East, Wall Street Journal. First it was 2,000, now it's 7,000. Pentagon is doubling U.S. military presence in the Middle East to deter further attacks with a second aircraft strike force on its way. They're talking about a third, and really big articles out of Israel, and they've released some of the video, where Hamas knew where the secret Mossad and Shin Bet bases were to go cut off command and control and had maps of the secret locations. And when they got there, the Mossad agents hid under a bed and cried. This is in the Israeli news. Wow. You talk about a paper tiger. I mean, if there's a war going on and I think Hamas is coming to my house, I'm going to have my guns out. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. But they attack a Shin Bet base, a Mossad base, no guard at the gate. They go in, they get all the secret documents, and on the surveillance video, they pull out a piece of paper telling them where the hidden rooms are, and they go, and the Mossad agents are hiding under the bed. You think that's safe to do? It was only four guys coming to kill them. They've been told nobody's going to resist. Nobody at the guard gate. You go into the base. It's got 3 foot thick, big thick walls. Do they sit there and blast out the windows and kill those bastards? I could shoot four guys in 3 seconds. I'm going to say I'm the best around. You've seen me with a handgun 100 yards away, metal targets that far. Bing, 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 with a rifle 100, 200 yards away. Bing, 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 bing. Not them, though. Let's hide under this bed. Hurry, quick. They're liberals, folks. That's who they've hired. Imagining how powerful they are, but not, because there's been a stand down. They'd been the chumps. They said, hey, you guys stay behind. Have a nice weekend. We'll see you later, because it was a stand down. The real soldiers were gone.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.